Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We here always imagined The Takeaway as a program with a solid public radio mind, but with an expressive, maybe higher bandwidth voice and a completely new sound. Jake Howitt, our technical director, is way more than just the sound guy.
Try to understand. He's a magic man.
That's right, with sound and a decent idea, Jay and I like to make audio production magic as much as we can, and we've been doing that since the beginning of the program. Jay, why don't you just come in here?
Okay.
We got away with murder on this show. People don't realize that.
We killed old public radio. Killed it dead.
I mean, remember the opens that we used to do? Some of the stuff.
Well, we used to combine things like Edgar Allan Poe and Public Enemy.
Edgar Allan Poe, America's Blackness, and the Raven.
While I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping.
Rapping. Gently rapping.
That's good. That's good.
That's good. I mean, I guess we were scared that people weren't going to stay tuned, so we really jazzed up the top of the show.
There's something that the kids say out there. To confuse is to get close to God.
So well, I think, we did some confusing things.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
I mean, and that's part of it, right? You don't always want people knowing exactly what you're doing. You want them to figure it out, and our audience is pretty smart.
When I would come into the studio with like a bunch of instruments, would you be like, oh, great? Or would you be like, oh God, no. What was it?
Maybe a little column A, a little column B.
We have a couple examples, right?
We do. Well, we have the one that got us in the most trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Right. The end of the world as we know it.
That's right.
Some evangelist said there's going to be the end of the world that day. So we did a little song. I played all the instruments. Celeste was the co-host, Celeste Headley, and
not just a couple of guitars either. You came in and played saxophone. I think there might have been a flute on.
Okay, so John, you have any weekend plans?
No.
Really?
No. I mean, haven't you heard? It's the end of the world as we know it.
Doomsday comes out of the world.
Listen to what I'm saying. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Aloha means goodbye.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Nevermore. You maniac!
What kind of damage?
Total, sir.
My God.
That's why we keep all these instruments in here, too. People don't realize, you know, we got this drum in here. We got a couple of xylophones.
I'm taking them all. I'm taking all. They're packed up. Out of here.
The following takes place between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m.
Nuclear terrorism, dirty bombs, so last season rerun.
We don't take orders from anybody but the President of the United States. Now move.
An international conference at the White House claims it will finally deal with dirty bombs and terrorist nukes. Is the reality of nuclear terrorism just catching up to TV?
The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised.
Photo ops and rogue nukes. 24 may be canceled.
Events occur in real time.
But nuclear terrorism may just be getting started.
The revolution will be live.
On The Takeaway. We used everything. Well, TV shows, canceled stuff, anything. Sometimes, though, I mean, it just fell on our lap.
Whoa! Are you ready?
Imagine abolishing the IRS. Imagine it's 1775. I am announcing that I'm running for President of the United States.
I do care. Obama cares anymore. Obama cares.
Obamacare.
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 I eat breakfast 300 yards from 4,000 Cubans who are trained to kill me, so don't think for one second that you can come down here, flash a badge, and make me nervous.
Hey, the Pentagon doesn't need Jack Nicholson to express its disapproval over the latest classified leaks about Gitmo prisoners. News organizations open the thorny question of who stays and who gets released from the world's legal black hole called Guantanamo. The story of more than a few scary men. On The Takeaway.
Did you order the code red? You did order the code red, didn't you?
I did.
We used a few good men.
Yeah.
Dozens of times.
Yeah.
Although dozens of times.
That gets used a lot. That's a part of Americana. That's kind of like the Lincoln Memorial.
To be clear, it's important to give credit where it's due. The first technical director of the show, his name is Dylan Keefe, and he's now the Radiolab's sound designer. The other guy on the show that I've worked with.
There's no way he has as much fun on Radiolab as he had with us.
Well, he doesn't get to make a show every day.
Yeah. That's true.
There's also our man Vince Fairchild, who's been our longtime sound designer engineer.
Vince created our crashing of the George Clooney fundraising Hollywood party for Barack Obama's 2012 election.
That's right.
Now, where is the host, Mr. Clooney?
For such a smart person, you really are lost, aren't you?
Well, hi, George. Who wouldn't be lost in a place like this? I'm not lost. I'm just looking for the way to the bathroom. Tell me how to find it.
This place houses a security system that rivals most nuclear missile silos. Through these doors, each of which requires a different six-digit code changed every 12 hours. Past those lies the elevator. This is where it gets tricky.
Whoa, George, hey, you know, some little powder room, like a half bath, is fine for me.
The elevator shaft is rigged with motion detectors. Two more guards with Uzis and the most elaborate vault door ever conceived by man.
You know, I think I'll just hold it. I love that. I just, you know, taking stuff out of context. Oh, I'll miss that. I'll miss that.
You got to take people places, you know, even if they're not exactly totally real.
Welcome to another edition of Takeaway Travel. We're live on the eighth moon of Upsilon Andromeda D, a gas giant approximately 10 times the size of Jupiter.
Whoa.
See that breathtaking sky? Each day, this moon has that and a planet rise. Beat that, Cancun.
What was your favorite thing to make on this show?
Favorite thing to make? I think it was just the idea that we could do anything. The idea when you come in the morning, it was like anything could happen. Within reason. There's a pile of executive producers who could say, no, it's not anything. But
where are they now?
You know? Where are they now? Just make sure you have fun on this show. Without me around, all right?
I will try, man.
You try.
Thank you for everything, man. All this sound design is, you know, part of your brain's in it. So that's our goal. Keep it going. Keep it going.
All I will say is, carry on.
All right, man. I'll see you on the other side.
That was Jake Howitt, sound designer and technical director for The Takeaway, who is not going anywhere, by the way.